Well, as we discussed earlier, another country that has won praise for their response is Taiwan. An article in The Conversation described it as exemplary. As of the end of June, Taiwan, the population of around 24 million, had recorded just 7 deaths linked to the virus, with 447 confirmed cases. With us is a New Zealander who resides in Taiwan, Bernie Moore. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Wallace.
So tell me, what is the current status of COVID-19 now? Is it under control there?
It pretty much is. It's similar, very similar to New Zealand right now. There are no locally transmitted cases and nothing for the last 3 months. With the last fatality being about 2 months ago, of the last one being 7th.
In a nutshell, Bernie, what was Taiwan's secret? How do they do it?
Well, if you get some background, the fact is that there are a lot of cultural ties between both China and Taiwan. So business, economic, social ties. So there's a lot of thousands of people traveling between both countries. And Taiwan learned from the SARS problem 2003, where they were poorly prepared back then when the situation happened, and they probably had the most adverse results from being poorly prepared. So since 2003, they've had a very good system set up to prevent future happenings. So they were aware mid-December of the situation developing in Wuhan. So by late December, they started screening passengers arriving from China.
That early?
That early. And they've followed on from there, from doing things from screening passengers arriving to actually closing the borders pretty quickly once things started picking up.
What measures were taken? Did Taiwan ever go into lockdown?
No, Taiwan actually never did a lockdown. The part of the measures that they did was actually making sure people wore masks in public situations, going to malls, movie theatres, hospitals, and public transportation as well. So lots of people wore masks. Actually, everybody had to, under threat of getting a fine of some sort. So there were a lot of mask wearing, people going to schools, had temperature checks and stuff like that. So everyone was highly aware of the situation and they followed the rules as best they could.
And in terms of the economy, because, you know, New Zealand, of course, has been pretty successful as well, but we have taken quite a hit to, you know, businesses. Some are suffering. What of Taiwan?
Taiwan generally has not had a lockdown, but of course the travel between two countries has restricted a lot of business, and a lot of Taiwanese people actually work in China. So economically, it hasn't been too bad, comparatively, I suppose, speaking, when you talk about New Zealand and China, Taiwan. But the economy's kept going, and so actually there hasn't been that much stress on the economy.
No. In terms of technology, how was tech deployed in helping beat the virus? I believe, for example, mobile phone tracking was quite the thing.
Yes. So if you actually did get exposed to the virus, you probably would have had to go into a lockdown situation at a hotel of some sort. And you would have been monitored with through your cell phone, where you were going, what you were doing. So the government was quite aware of what was going on with you if you had your cell phone with you. I think people were quite happy with that situation. I don't think there was anybody too concerned that it would be infringing their rights.
Just finally, Bernie, one thing that was noted in an article I was reading, that amidst all the praise that New Zealand is getting, I can't help feel that Taiwan was getting overlooked internationally. What are your thoughts?
Yes, Taiwan actually was a bit overlooked, because actually in mid-December they were actually informing the proper authorities that there was something happening, and it took a long time for that message to make it down the line. And Taiwan was already taking steps to prevent it happening within their borders long before it was actually recognised worldwide. They had a bit of an issue getting the message up the line to the UN and the WHO, which took too long, I think. So it was a bit... I'm sure if they'd listened to Taiwan, the situation wouldn't be as serious as it is now worldwide.
Yeah. Very interesting. Nice to have you on. Bernie Moore, who's lived in Taiwan for 18 years. Go well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Wallace.
Isn't that interesting? Started enacting the issue in December, which is really quite something, Catherine.
Oh, I know.
And before Christmas, yeah.
Well, I mean, it just, you know, it's another indication that swift and decisive and comprehensive action has, you know, got good results. But I didn't realise that they had been trying to sound the warning and had been ignored, which is horrifying. For whatever reason, but what are they doing about their citizens coming in? Are they doing much the same as we're doing with the quarantine?
Yes, I believe they are, and they are also slowly starting to open their borders. I think cruise ships, there's a relationship there starting, as was reported this week, I think, Phil.
Yep.
There's one to watch. Have you been to Taiwan, Phil?
I have. Or it's a wonderful place, Taiwan. But it's an island, of course, which helps. But so it was plausible they could do this. But I thought it was a great interview with Bernie. I thought the most insightful thing he said out of all the insightful things he said was they had learnt from SARS. See, we put our pandemic response based on the Spanish flu of 1918-1919, and these other pandemics have gone through, and so the Asian economies had learnt, and you see this going through Asian airports. They'll have all the temperature monitors and stuff that all came through the SARS crisis, and they use technology a lot because Taiwan's an incredibly technology-centred sort of a place. And, of course, they've also got a society that's not a million miles dissimilar to New Zealand, and it's very dissimilar, of course, but it has this similarity in the sense that we're likely to follow the rules. We're a settled society. If our politicians say you should do a thing, then we'll generally do it. And so they use all of that technology. But the critical thing, I think, that we can learn from Taiwan is how they didn't do a hard lockdown, and now they're opening their border because they trust the technology and they trust their contact tracing. And that's key. And we don't. And I think that's something we could learn from Taiwan.
We've let contact tracing kind of slip, haven't we?
Precisely.
Yeah.
And we've been on this little lifeboat in the Pacific, and it's a pretty... I don't know if you've ever been on a lifeboat before, but they're dark and damp and dangerous and most uncomfortable.
Have you been on one?
I watched the Titanic.
Yeah, okay. Another interesting point that the article in The Conversation made, this was actually one thing that was recommended to New Zealand to do better... Taiwan adopted what was known as a cooperative strategy. There was great communication across departments. So it activated this thing called the Central Epidemic Control Command Centre, the Central Epidemic Command Centre, the CECC, to coordinate cooperation across government ministries and agencies and between government and businesses. It was quite extraordinary, the level of cooperation, Phil, and something that we could learn perhaps too.
Precisely, and it doesn't surprise me that Taiwan would do that because that's the nature of Taiwan. It's a very, very disciplined society, and they have a real view about Taiwan's success that's a shared view and a common view. So we didn't see that in New Zealand either. We saw a whole bunch of government officials simply go home. Now, it's not their fault, but they did. And we saw businesses really often being left in the dark about what was going on, and still are. The point about the border opening, businesses, you know, with the Sarah Trotman piece, Sarah Trotman earlier on, saying if businesses could understand what the planning looks like, they could actually make some plans themselves. So all of that's quite lacking, I think, in New Zealand. And we've had a kind of a big government response, which worked, which is great. But now we need much more cooperation about how we're going to move forward. And that's really not happening right now.